Here in Montreal, we have on the line Denis Kotsim. He's going to brief us about the latest pertaining to Montrealer activist Ihab Lotaïef and also another Canadian, David Heap. Hello, Denis, and welcome to our show.
Hello, Osama. Thank you for having me on the show.
Now, Denis, you were telling me that there are news about Ihab and David.
Yes, fortunately, we were able to obtain news through the Canadian officials and consular services. And basically, the Canadian delegates will be released. They will be put on a flight, to a Toronto-bound flight, arriving tomorrow morning in Toronto. And basically, they are in good spirits and in good health. Of course, David Heap was tasered while the boat was being boarded. He was roughed up, as were all the delegates on board. But fortunately, our people are in good spirits and good health, on their way back with lots of stories to say.
Now, well, for sure, Dennis, did they manage to call their families here?
Yes. Sunday, the Israelis allowed the delegates a three-minute conversation with their families, and we haven't heard from them since. We did obtain information through officials that they were on their way back or would be put on a plane bound for Montreal, for Canada.
Did you know what flight? Is it an Air Canada flight or something else, Dennis?
At this point, I do not have that information. It's going to be arriving tomorrow morning in Toronto. Our people will be, David and Ihab will be holding a press conference at the airport in Toronto. They will then be going to Ottawa to the press gallery and meeting the press there. And after that, David will be heading to London, Ontario, Ihab to Montreal. We expect Ihab in Montreal at Dorval at around 4 p.m. That's tomorrow, Thurssday. And we will be holding a press conference at the airport. And journalists have been advised.
Dennis, I would like to know if they paid for their own tickets, because this was an issue with another Canadian activist, a woman, and she actually arrived earlier, but she was asked to pay for her ticket.
I'm afraid I don't have information on that topic at this time.
Actually, this was one of the problems, that there was no information coming out, and the journalists who were on the boat were detained. There were five journalists, and I've seen that Reporters Without Borders did place a kind of objection to the way the journalists were treated to the Israeli government. How about our government, Dennis? Any reaction?
The Canadian government, through Minister Baird, said that the whole operation was provocation. They were provoking Israel, and so we can very clearly see where the Harper government stands. Now, the way we see it, we don't see our action as provoking Israel. We see Israel's actions provoking actions of solidarity, which are by civil society, international civil society. We had on two boats, one Canadian, one Irish. We had delegates from Canada, from the U.S., from Ireland, from Australia, from Israel, Palestine. And there will be other boats. There will be other flotillas. There will be there's going to be a siege of this siege of Gaza until the blockade is lifted. So the Canadian government has very clearly stated its position. Given that the...
its position, which is essentially siding with Israel and giving the version that this blockade is internationally accepted. And, of course, we don't think so, that it's not internationally legal. And this is what we are challenging. I mean,
correct.
When I say we, I'm talking about all the activists.
Correct. And the Canadian government's position is I mean, it would be difficult to be more pro-Israel on this issue. It's gone to the point where one wonders if the Foreign Affairs Minister Baird is really the Foreign Affairs Minister of Canada or the ambassador of Israel in Ottawa. In terms of where the boat was boarded, the boat was boarded in international waters.
And I think this is not disputed. It's well established where the boat was boarded.
Yes. And insofar as the minister, the prime minister, the minister of foreign affairs have nothing to say about that, they are effectively saying that Israel can extend its blockade to international waters. And that is very troubling statement. I think that the Canadian government should condemn this act as an act of piracy, an act contrary in contravention of international maritime law.
Thank you very much, Dennis. This is all what our time allows us today for the news from our activists who were on board of the Tahrir, the ship that went to challenge the siege on Gaza imposed by the Israeli government. And hopefully next week we will have more news and more details about what happened from the moment the IDF, which is Israeli Defense Forces, boarded the two ships, the Tahrir and the Sirchi, and till the minute the activists were released from Israeli prisons.